KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a cloudy sky. It's 32 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of flurries this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 41. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County last night arrested a 17-year-old male on a felony charge of burglary in the second degree. The teen, who was not identified, was taken into custody just after 8 p.m. following an incident in the 200 block of East 6th Street in Villisca. He was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs for placement. An Atlantic area farmer and businessman is set to appear before the Senate Agriculture Committee Thursday morning in Washington, D.C. Glenn R. Smith is in the nation's capital for a Senate hearing that precedes a Senate vote on confirmation for a position on the Board of Directors for the Farm Credit Administration. The FCA is headquartered in Washington, D.C. Smith was notified in mid-September that he was nominated to be a member of the Farm Credit Administration Board, Farm Credit Administration. He's currently the president of Smith Land Service Company here in Atlantic and owner and operator of a corn and soybean farm in western Iowa in partnership with his wife, Bazan, and his son. If he is appointed by the president and approved by the Senate, Smith will serve on advisory policy and rates for rates board for the Farm Credit Administration, an independent federal agency that regulates and examines the banks, associations, and related entities of the farm credit system. FCS is the largest agricultural lender in the U.S. and is a nationwide network of lending institutions that are owned by their borrowers. It serves all 50 states and Puerto Rico. The advisory board member, Smith says, typically serve a six-year term, but he would be filling a term of a board member who died this past March. Therefore, his term would expire in 2022. Joining Smith when he sits before the committee Thursday will be Stephen Vaden, who is being considered for the position of general counsel for the USDA. Smith's hearing is set to begin at 8:30 Central Time Thursday, 9:30 Eastern. A link to the viewing of the hearing can be found under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Iowa Congressman David Young continues his schedule of hosting open meeting events with his constituents and with additional office hours events in November. Open office hours are a resource for Iowans who reside in the 3rd Congressional District to meet one-on-one with the congressman to discuss issues, opinions, ideas about the issues being discussed in Congress, or to get casework assistance with problems you may be having with a federal agency or program. Now, among his added office hours in Adair County will be this Saturday, November 11th, from 12:30 until 2:30 p.m. at the Fontenelle Community Center at 318 Washington Street in Fontenelle. Residents of Iowa's 3rd District who are interested in meeting with Congressman Young are encouraged to attend any of his open office hours events. Individual 10-minute meetings to discuss personal concerns, opinions, and possible casework needs will take place with constituents in attendance on a first-come, first-served basis. Well, this is Election Day across Iowa and across the nation. City elections are being held. The polls open here in Cass County from noon until 8 p.m., with the exception of that if you have an absentee ballot, you can cast that between 8 and 11. That has to be done at the auditor's office. Otherwise, just go to your normal polls at noon today or anytime between noon and 8 p.m. There aren't any contested races in Cass County, not in Atlantic anyway, where Mayor Dave Jones is running for re-election. Harold Brink, who was appointed, is running for city council at large unopposed. Incumbent Kathy Summers is running unopposed for Ward 2. And Richard Dick Cassidy, an incumbent, is unopposed in his bid for the city council Ward 5. There are two people running for the park board, six-year terms. They include John Krogman and incumbent Jolene Smith. Also in the city of Cumberland, there is a race going on there. City council, there's three seats open with four-year terms. And the candidates include incumbent Gary Cooper, Darren Hardesty, incumbent Michael Martin, and Mike Hill. In the city of Lewis, there are two positions open on the city council. And six candidates running for those, including Ryan Archibald, who was appointed, Don Kors, Leroy Easter, Chad Fries, Brian Olson Everett, and Rick Sani. In the city council, there's a vacancy term, one position open, and two candidates. They include Ryan Lockwood, who was appointed, and Natalie Olson Everett. City of Marnie, there's a city council race going on there, five seats open, and there are six candidates, including Virgil Anderson, incumbent Lori Holste, Mark Opbrook, Wayne Priester, incumbent Angela Redler, and Jericho Schmidt. In the city of Messina, there are two seats open on the city council, and three in candidates, incumbent Jackson Bissell, Bobby McKnight, and incumbent Douglas Van Tyker. Also, there's public measures that voters will have to choose on. In Atlantic, a public measure G asks of the city should increase the current hotel-motel tax from 4% to 7% effective January 1st. The 4% tax is already used for the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department purposes. The additional 3% revenue would be used for the Schulberg Recreation Area, walking paths and trails within the city of Atlantic. In Cumberland, Public Measure C asks voters if the city should amend sections of the city code of ordinances by changing the number of Cumberland Library board members from 7 to 5 who are appointed by the city council. In Lewis, voters will decide if an annual levy at a rate not to exceed 27 cents per $1,000 property valuation will be used to provide monies for public library services. And their city, another measure, Public Measure E, will ask if the city should change how its local option sales tax revenue is used. In Marnie, Public Measure D asked the voters of the community if the terms of the mayor and council members should be changed from 2 to 4 years. And in Messina, Public Measure F asks citizens for permission to change the use of the city's local option sales tax revenue. In each of those cases, at least 50% is required with approval for the measure to pass. In our funeral announcements, Eleanor Peterson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Eleanor Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marvin Nielsen, age 89, of rural Audubon, died October 31st. Funeral services for Marvin Nielsen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Virginia Mortensen, age 95, of rural Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Virginia Mortensen will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Patricia Pat Brown Kaler, age 74, of Greenfield, died Thursday. The family will meet with friends on Wednesday from 3 until 5 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield with a celebration of life for Patricia Brown Kaler to be held at 5 p.m. following the visitation, and that'll be at the Greenfield Bowl. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Jean Lambie, age 99, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jean Lambie will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Lois M. Nelson, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lois Nelson will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Brighton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Daryl Monk, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dale Monk will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Gary Brewer, age 80, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. In Florida, funeral services for Gary Ross Brewer will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Shelby United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. John Jack Fugle, age 86, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for John Jack Fugle will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Paul Knutson, age 66, of Exira, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Knutson are pending at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And Julie Ann Bissell Tupker, age 65, of Marion and formerly of Cumberland, died Wednesday. Services for Julie Ann Bissell Tupker are currently pending. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.